Now, looking at the most important, you know, elections that will be happening this year, of course, the national elections, and you covering that, is it possible for a journalist to, you know, personally align to a political party while covering any of the news in South Africa?
So, I mean, we've obviously had lots of long discussions about this. I think that there's no place for a journalist to be active in politics. There's no place for a journalist to be active in politics. I think our activism should be, and as pretentious as this may sound, should be for the people. And so, yes, you may have a political leaning. As a human being, you would have a political leaning. That is something that will always be there because we are human beings. And besides political bias that you'd come into a situation, you have, you know, middle class bias, for example, mm-hmm. or you'd have racial bias. Mm-hmm. So all of these things, but the matter, the fact of the matter is that the impartiality or objectivity is the problem. So you can be an ardent. Good. Is Patricia Dillon's party good? Core
yes,
good.
Yes, yeah. Good, yeah.
You can be an ardent good supporter or an ardent, what is it, ATM supporter. but I mean you can objectively tell a story about the ANC. I don't think we're in that space, and I don't think that I think there's too many checks and balances in place for journalists to go and punt, you know, for a political party. The bigger problem is not really about the parties, it's about individuals, about personalities. Yeah. South African media space is not too much about structures and parties as it is about politicians and popular people. And there's been a lot of, you know, factionalism as it is in political space. And so finding yourself navigating through that, you know, in a way that's impartial and objective can be more difficult than expected, but it's absolutely important.
Absolutely.